As the Heidelberg Catechism points out, the Ninth Commandment involves a lot more than testifying falsely under oath in a courtroom, which would be perjury. That's the pinnacle of the Ninth Commandment. But it is what's forbidden there is a plant that involves not just the full fruit, but also the foliage and the limbs and the stems and the roots. And the Bible makes it clear that we're to have nothing to do with any of that. And all of this ties back to the second greatest commandment, according to Jesus, which is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is explained in context in Leviticus chapter 19, where that command appears. In context, it also says this: you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So being a talebearer, in other words, being a gossip, which is differentiated from slander in this respect. Slander involves falsehood. Now, it usually does not involve pure falsehood, because pure falsehood, 100% falsehood, is not very effective. It is spotted rather easily and rejected. Far more effective is typical slander, which is combining a little bit of falsehood with a lot of truth for the purpose of diminishing somebody else's good name or somebody's reputation. That's what slander is. Gossip, on the other hand, is telling the truth, or at least what you believe to be the truth, but it is for unrighteous purposes. It is not serving any righteous end, but it is for the purpose of diminishing somebody else's reputation or good name in the eyes of some third person. All of that is forbidden. All of that is a failure to love our neighbor as ourself. That is, as it says in Leviticus 19, it is standing against the life of our neighbor. It is a way of draining life out of them. And so we are to avoid all of that. One of the ways that this comes up very often in our modern culture is not just in the old-fashioned way of village gossip or village slander, but it is the village which we now know as the internet or social media. That is a place where now a lot of slander and gossip takes place, and it's unrestrained because you're not really facing the danger of running into the subject of your gossip and slander in the grocery store tomorrow morning. You don't really run into that possibility on the internet, so it tends to be even more uncontrolled. And even among those who share common perspectives and viewpoints, the internet and social media have now become infamous for the vitriol and just the nastiness that takes place on them. And so in light of the Ninth Commandment, we as Christians need to not let the anonymity that often people hide behind on social media to affect us. We need to remember, as Christians, God's word applies to us all the way through. And so we always have an obligation to protect somebody else's good name and their reputation, even if they are an enemy. It's interesting, in Exodus chapter 23, God says this: if you meet your enemy's ox, notice, your enemy, if you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you, notice, one who hates you, lying under its burden, and you would refrain from helping it, you go, well, this person's my enemy, this person hates me, I'm not going to help them. No, God says, you shall surely help him with it. In other words, there's a standard that governs us even in the midst of conflict, and we have to keep that in mind. We need to remember, as Christians, naming the name of Christ, What that means is that the ends do not justify the means. The fact that somebody may be our enemy or hate us does not justify us treating them unfairly or unjustly. We before God owe our enemy an affirmative duty to not declare all-out war on them, and further to affirmatively keep them from unjust harm when it is in our power to do so. Now, that doesn't rule out fair debate, including answering folly as folly, but it does rule out writing one's opponent off, thinking they deserve whatever they get, or taking a by any means necessary type of approach to diminishing them or their reputation. These are among the applications of the Ninth Commandment to us as Christians today. Let's not forget them.